From our first reading from the prophet Habakkuk, he cries out to God, which is really our cry as well. Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. A resounding cry out to God for justice that's been cried out to him from age upon age. Due to the sinfulness that's in our world, the brokenness that's in our world, we see all this and we can ask God, God, where is your justice over the world? All these negative situations, and we're just bombarded with them time after time. You know, Habakkuk sounds like one of our current news reporters. He could just fit right in with what we hear today, horror after horror right before us throughout the world. But if we really desire justice, the justice that comes from God, we need to act out of faith in his steadfast love and mercy, instead of what we hear, what we see before us, what we think we need to take into our own hands. Because he says the rash ones lose their integrity. And what caused us to be rash? Fear, primarily. Fear. God, where are you? What are you doing? I need to take this situation into my own hands. And we lose our way. But he says the just one, because of his faith, shall live. Because of our faith. St. Paul exhorts us, take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And St. Paul is speaking this from experiences of being beaten nearly to death, being imprisoned. Were his situations very good? No, he could have cried out with Habakkuk the same way. God, where's your justice? What's going on here? But no, he took the position of faith that God in his power and might has appointed him here, and he will do what he accomplished to do. And Paul even further submitted himself to this through his own humility, acknowledging that he was one of the great sinners. So Pope Francis always says we have to acknowledge our sinfulness before God so that we receive his care and not shield it from ourselves by saying, I'll take care of this. I've got to take action here. So we have to have faith that God will be setting the world straight with his justice and it will prevail. It is in this light that we focus on Respect Life Sunday. We do this. Everything that we do promotes life. But ultimately, we have to have faith in God and that his ways will prevail. We can't just look at what's happening around us. But one area where he is gaining ground is that area of right to life, the area of opposing abortion. It's always difficult to get exact numbers because most of these facilities don't want to report their numbers. But there's been a continual decrease in abortions from 2012 to 2015, in which we have current statistics. Yet there's still hundreds of thousands a year. And even one is one too many. And this horror of abortions is all around us. And we can say, God, where is your justice here? What are you doing? Yet, through what is causing this decrease? I believe it's primarily due to prayer. We have coming up our 40 Days for Life, and there's 40 Days for Life prayer campaigns throughout the world. And God is calling us. And last couple years, Relevant Radio has been doing this memoraries for the end of abortion. There's currently 167 million memoraries have been prayed to our Blessed Mother on behalf of this. I can't imagine how that isn't making a major difference. And there's movies like Unplanned that are getting the truth to more and more people. Hopefully it's also this determination of young people to make a more moral choice in their lives as the Holy Spirit does his work in our midst. As much as we need to work to change the laws in our country, our primary effort is to change the hearts of people. That's why this year we're drawing close to people and drawing them in. We want them to understand God's tender love and mercy for them. For people who've made mistakes in their choice of life, we have only the Lord's compassion and mercy for them. We have to have faith. God is winning the battle for the young people in our world. God's victory in Respect Life is also seen in determination of more and more states to eliminate capital punishment. All life must be respected, including those, even those lives who live hideous ways. Murderers should not be released into our society, but neither should their death be caused by our society. We as Christians cannot be motivated by vengeance. God's victory in Respect Life is particularly evident in the care we have also for those who cannot care for themselves. Our elderly, our disabled, those who maybe either physically or emotionally or mentally cannot care for themselves the way that most of us can. We have much work to do, particularly in solving the problem of some of them being forced out in the streets. But we're making strides to respect their lives and winning the battle for respecting all lives. Here at St. John's, we have the St. John's Baby and Maternity Closet, where your generous donations provide maternity and children's clothing from newborn to size 7. Such a beautiful, simple way to care for people in their time of need. Not judge them for maybe, did they have this baby out of wedlock? No, how can I care for you? We have the ABLE ministry, which stands for Assisting Better Lives for Elderly, where a wide variety of practical life services are provided for people in need. Maybe we don't have the time to come alongside of them, but there's things we can give of ourselves in this area of respecting life and caring for life in all these stages. See, Respect Life begins with the word respect. We have to remind ourselves that every person is made in the image and likeness of God. Every person has dignity. Every person has the right to be respected, even those who do not respect us, which we encounter a lot when we're protesting against abortion. We see that. Such is the lost effects of our sin in the world. But we see God's justice at work. Jesus' love must radiate in all that we do if we really desire to respect life. And this goes beyond just being an everyday Christian and saying, you know, well, I get by. I go to Mass on Sunday. You know, I hope to get to heaven. It's like, no, Jesus in his relationship with us is calling us to much greater work. He says, you will do even greater work than I. And he says in John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. So let's get beyond mediocrity in this area of life. There are things that we can and should be doing. Respecting life is not only demanded of us, but it leads us to abundant life. So like the servant of the gospel, let's roll up our sleeves and serve our master in respecting life, going beyond that which we are just obligated to do.